My name's Jeff Bajorek, and my career in sales has been a hell of a ride. And I want to bring you along with me. If you prefer to sell things at a premium, if you never want to win a deal on price, rethink the way you sell. Welcome back to the show. My name's Jeff Bajorek. I'm your host, and I'm here to help you rethink the way you sell. I'm the best in the world at what I do. And the really scary part is I'm only half as good as I'm going to be. Back in 2018, I wrote a little book called The Five Forgotten Fundamentals of Prospecting. What I mean by little is like 50 pages little, right? And on the last couple of pages in the last chapter of that book, I told you you should say that phrase to yourself 100 times before you go to work in the morning. And if you say it a couple of times, you'll kind of smile, you'll grin because it's kind of goofy, right? A little kitschy. But if you say it 20, 30 times, you start to feel a fire in your belly. And by the time you've said it to yourself 100 times, you will be ready to run through a brick wall to do what you need to do that day, whatever that is. It's an important concept of swagger, is that you need to rekindle this fire on a daily basis. Well, I've got a little image on my phone that my graphic designer Liz put together for me. And if you go to the website, the link will be in the show notes below. You can find that image if you want to put it on your lock screen too. But it's interesting. My wife saw this on my phone and she said, "Whoa, Jeff, really? Like, my anxiety just went up after I read that. You literally say that to yourself?" I said, "Well, yeah, it reminds me of what I'm capable of. It reminds me of what I'm striving for." And she said, "Jeff, I read this and it makes me wonder if you feel like you're not enough." And I think it's an important point of view. I think it's a valuable perspective. It's important to, you know, take other people's opinions into account here. And while I don't agree with her, I certainly respect where she's coming from. A growth mindset is vitally important. You have to know that you are capable of more and that more, whatever that is worth pursuing because look, this is hard. Growth is hard. Development is hard. Chasing your dreams, feeling fulfilled, it's hard, but that's what makes it worth it. But what you also have to do, another essential element of swagger is knowing that you're enough right now. Knowing that you are someone worth investing in. Knowing that that journey might require some help, it might require some partners, some colleagues, a good leader, perhaps a mentor or two. But that person that you are right now is worth the investment. You're not somebody who's going to be something someday. You're a quality human being right now who's looking to better themselves and pursue more in the future. It is important to know that anything you dream of, that you feel you are capable to attain, is out there for you if you're willing to do the work. And that each day you pursue that dream, that goal, that objective, that fulfillment, however you want to refer to it, every day that you continue to pursue it, you will get a little bit better. And I've also said that, look, you know, no step is too small so long as you're headed in the right direction and you keep taking steps. Life, selling, parenthood, your relationship status, your in your family life, your personal life, all of that is worth betterment. All of that is worth pursuit. All of that is worth the effort. But you're worth all of that effort. And the person you become is a reflection of your willingness to invest in the person you are right now. So have your growth mindset. Pursue everything you've ever wanted to pursue in your life. But recognize that you're already enough. And that's the reason you can keep pursuing. There are a lot of people out there, a lot of sellers out there who are blinded by their own potential. They get into selling because they know that, like, you can make a lot of money. You can do some really cool stuff. You can go to some very, some just incredible locations. You can travel the world. All of that is this carrot that's dangling in front of them if they just want to pursue it. I get it. but you can't lose sight of the person you are right now. And you can't lose sight of the connection between who you are right now and why you want to pursue greatness, whatever that means to you. So the essentials of swagger are not just who you can become if you set your attitude right, if you, you know, put yourself on the right track. It's understanding that you're someone with a lot of swagger right now. You're someone who deserves all of that investment, all of those resources in order to achieve that ultimate goal. But you cannot ever forget about your alignment. What is your why? Where does your integrity come into all this? Do you want all that stuff because you think that's what you should want? Or do you want all that stuff because you know you're capable of it and the journey to get there is going to be as valuable as the destination itself? You have to think about that. Because if you are acting out of your integrity to chase something that somebody, or to chase something that isn't as important to you as maybe it is to somebody else, you're never going to find what it is that you're looking for. You're never going to get there. The problem with that pursuit when it's out of alignment is that it just leads to further discomfort. It leads to further disintegration with, you know, within your psyche and yourself. You know when you're on the right path. The whole concept of selling like you is understanding that you can pay attention to that feeling in your belly and that voice in the back of your head, because when it aligns, or when it, as it relates to your alignment, it's never led you wrong. So trust it. And when you're on the right path, you're going to know. So know that you're the best in the world at what you do. And the really scary part is you're only half as good as you're ever going to be, so long as you are headed in the right direction, because your own guiding principles are showing you the way. If you can't get behind that, you're doing the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. And there's a different conversation we need to have about your sales improvement, because you can't practice enough to overcome that lack of integrity. Sell like you. You'll never sell better. That's what this is all about. Pay attention to that and let your swagger point you in the right direction. Let your swagger carry you in the right direction. But have a growth mindset. Pursue greatness, whatever that means to you. Just make sure you're kind to yourself, make sure you're fair to yourself, and make sure that you are someone worth investing in, worth pouring those resources into. It's the best lesson that I can share with you. So this wraps season 5. And I'm excited to wrap season 5. This has been an incredible year, and the months that went into production and recording and preparation and best laid plans and things that went sideways and all that. I want to thank my producer, Doug Branson, for so steadfastly guiding me along the way. This was a long season, 29 episodes here. I think this is the longest season that I've put together so far. And Doug, near the end of this season, said, "Jeff, I think it's time for a change. I think we do something a little different for season 6. And I'm excited to tell you that we're going to do something a little different for season 6. What I'm a little less excited to tell you about is that I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. But I'm very excited about the direction that we're taking, because this is going to look, sound, and feel completely different than anything I've done thus far. It is going to be multimedia. It is going to be faster paced. It is going to be a different look at a lot of this subject material. I'm not recycling things per se. I've got some new points of view on a lot of topics, but we're going to package it in a way that is really fun, really engaging, really easy to get behind and share, and something that is going to reach people in a way that they haven't been reached in the past. I'm not trying to be too vague here. I'm not trying to sell it too hard. I don't exactly know what it's going to look like yet, and we're going to be on hiatus here for a little bit while we figure that out, but I'm inspired to write and create in a way that I haven't been in the past, and I really think you're going to enjoy I think you're really going to enjoy the end result, and I think it's going to make a really big impact. Very excited about what 2024 and this show have to offer. And I'm excited to bring you along with me. So What I want you to do, if you haven't already, please join the mailing list. The link will be in the show notes. I'm still writing every week. I am still going to be creating content. You're going to see a lot of stuff probably recycled and clipped up from old shows, from old content. My daughter is hard at work actually repackaging all of the shows from The Why and The Buy and putting those on the YouTube channel. So subscribe there if you haven't already. And if you want to revisit some of that old content that Christy and I put together over the 5 years and 432 episodes that we did that. So there's a lot of really cool stuff coming for 2024, and I'm excited to end this season on a high note at the beginning of 2024 to let you get a peek behind the curtain at what's coming. So unfortunately, it probably wasn't as clear of a peek as I wish I could give you, but rest assured, I'm hard at work right now on coming up with the concepts, the material, and the presentation of that in the very near future. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a loyal listener, for being a subscriber, for telling your friends about this. I'm obviously very passionate about the work that I do, and it spreads the best when people like you share it with the people you think need to hear it most. So thanks again for being here. You got a lot of choices in podcast land. Don't stray too far. We'll be back before too long, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Rethink the Way You Sell is a Pod About It production. It's mixed and edited by Doug Branson, with music by Blue Dot Sessions and Doug Branson. This podcast is masterminded by Jeff Bajorek.